This call is now being recorded.
Hello, everyone. This is Sharon Costanzo of GMX International Corporation welcoming you to this call. Today, our call is going to be very informative, and it's going to be basically about our GMX Model 800s that are used for home water treatment. Who will be speaking to you today will be Larry Brown from Colorado, and Larry is our International Marketing Director for GMX, and also Jimmy Woodard from Tahoka, Texas. Jimmy is a Marketing Director for GMX as well, and they will give you their background, and we will start with Larry Brown.
Thank you, Sharon. Like Sharon said, I am a marketing director with GMX, and I've been using GMX as a customer of GMX in my own home since 1993. That's quite a few years. And at the time that we put GMX in our home, I was working for Colorado State University at the time. I was conducting field research and teaching adult education types of seminars. I was with CSU for just about 10 years, and after having the GMX on our home for about a year and a half, in 1995, I made the decision to resign my career track job with CSU and run a full-time GMX business, and that's what I still do today. I install a lot of homes. I also do schools. I do a few motels, some commercial buildings, and recently we're doing quite a bit of treatment for irrigation on farms.
And Jimmy, would you like to give us a background about you, please?
Yes, Jimmy Woodard, as she said, and I'm at Tahoka, Texas Tech. Tahoka is just south of Lubbock, if that'll help you, place where I'm at. Real hard water area. Our experience began about 21 years ago when we installed a system on our house. And through the great qualities that we've obtained by using GMX, we then got interested in it and became distributors and have that experience to work. As Larry said, our primary business is homes, but we also do quite a bit. We've done some motels. We've done quite a bit of agriculture, drip systems, and circle systems, and that's kind of where we're coming from.
Very good. Okay, Larry, I'd like for you to begin talking about GMX and the Model 800s.
You bet. Thanks, Sharon. So GMX is a treatment for hard water in all the realm of things that we do for treating water, purification, different things. What GMX, the role that it plays, it is a treatment for the hard water. And so the benefits you get when you have GMX on your home is you'll have much less of that white spotting on and much less of that crusty buildup that you get on the surface of everything, the sinks, the faucets, the faucet aerators, all the crusty vine around the base of the faucets, shower heads and shower walls. You'll have much less of that spotting and crusty buildup when you have GMX on your home. It also controls that hard, damaging buildup that we get on the inside of pipes and water heaters. Not only does GMX help control that buildup from happening in the first place, it will actually start redissolving, what we call descaling, and removing that existing buildup from the pipes and water heater, which is a huge benefit. In addition to all that mineral control, it also makes the soaps and shampoos work better. And many customers notice that their skin and hair are softer, and the water is just less harsh on the skin and hair as well. So with all of these benefits, you can see that GMX is a great alternative to using the saltwater softening technology, because you get all of the same benefits in your home, but without any of the negative side effects. There's no wasted water with GMX, as there is with a softener. There's no electricity used. There's no maintenance required on the GMX equipment. There's no ongoing operating expense, which is huge. GMX treated water is safe for use in septic systems. It's safe for use in pools and spas. GMX treated water is safe for people with heart or blood pressure conditions to use. It's also safe for plants, so much so that it's even beneficial for plants, as we talked about earlier. So when we look at comparing costs of GMX with salt softeners, the cost of GMX is almost always less than a name brand softener would be. Plus, it's almost always going to cost less to do the installation. There's no ongoing expense like there is with softeners, and the GMX is a permanent product, so you never have to repair or replace it like you do with the softener. Even if you were to find a less expensive softener, a softener that was less expensive to purchase outright than the GMX on initial cost, by the time you pay to have the softener installed, by the time you pay the operating expense for a couple of years, your cost of that system keeps mounting, and before long, GMX would have been the less expensive alternative anyway. So cost-wise and financially, it really stacks up to be the best choice. In the industry of water treatment, GMX is classified as a physical water treatment. And the reason is that we're able to control the minerals without removing them. And this is the reason that people really like our technology compared to softening, is because we are able to control those minerals and the mineral damage without removing them. To remove them, you just about have to do that, the salt exchange process. Calcium is the primary culprit as far as the hardness problem, calcium and magnesium. And you might notice that the calcium and magnesium, of course, are also the two minerals that almost all of us are trying to take some sort of a dietary supplement so that we have more of those minerals for health reasons all the time. So, strangely enough, calcium is good for everything else on earth but your plumbing. And my point is this, it's not hard on your plumbing. The calcium is not hard on your plumbing because it is calcium. It's hard on your plumbing because in its natural state, it crystallizes in layers. And so as it's crystallizing, it will form layer on layer on layer. This is what forms that very hard damaging deposit we call scale, and this is what is so damaging about it. So after passing through the magnetic field, the same calcium in the same amount is still in the water, but now it forms a completely different type of crystal structure. It's no longer forming the layers, and it's no longer turning hard. The scientists who study and research this technology for a living call this the layered crystal structure in its natural form, they call that a lattice crystal structure. In the treated form, where it does not form the scale, they call that a platelet crystal structure. This is the whole key to our mineral control. You can actually see these microscopic photos of the crystal structures in the untreated versus the treated water by going to the GMX website. The website is gmxinternational.com. On the left-hand side, first go over there and click the tab called The Facts, F-A-C-T-S, The Facts. And under that, next click the tab called Magnetohydrodynamics. Now, magnetohydrodynamics is actually the scientific term for this technology of changing fluids with magnetic fields. But go to the website, gmxinternational.com, click The Facts, click Magnetohydrodynamics, scroll down about to the second page there, and you can see for yourself how obvious this difference is in the way the minerals crystallize by looking at these microscopic photographs. And again, that's the whole key to controlling the mineral. By contrast, salt softening is called an ion exchange technology. And they go about solving the hardness problem by removing some of the calcium from the water. But to remove the calcium, you have to replace it with the sodium. That's why it's called exchange, ion exchange. So after the softening process, this is key because most people don't realize this, you don't have less mineral in the water after softening. You actually have more, because for every calcium you take out, you have to put two sodiums in. So the way they approach it is to remove the calcium that forms the hard layers. Our approach is that we leave the healthier mineral in the water and change the way it crystallizes so that it no longer causes the problem. The other important thing to understand about our treatment is the mineral in this treated form wants to stay suspended in the water now, whereas in its natural form, it's very aggressively trying to precipitate out of the water, stick to whatever it can in your home, and attract others and form those hard layers. So now with the treatment, the mineral is no longer trying to precipitate. It's actually staying suspended in the water. The other change that we create to the water, the other physical change, is that we reduce the surface tension of the water itself. And the benefits to you as a homeowner when you put this on your home, the benefits with the reduced surface tension is you have a better sheeting action. So now the water sheets off the shower walls better. It sheets off the dishes and the dishwasher better. And this reduced surface tension is also what allows all the soaps and detergents and shampoos to combine with the water so much more readily, and therefore they work more efficiently, and you're able to use less and save on those. So to summarize all of this, our treatment technology gives the water a better sheeting action, so it sheets off the surfaces better. It also makes the mineral want to stay suspended in the water, so you put those two things together, and that's how we give you the reduced spotting and residues on the surfaces. Number two, we change the way those minerals crystallize. So in the treated form, it's no longer forming those hard deposits, and this is what allows us to protect the inside of the pipes, the inside of the water heaters, the dishwashers, and all of this sort of thing from that otherwise hard damaging deposit. And number three, we cause or allow the soaps, detergents, and shampoos to all work so much better, and this water with these changes is less harsh on your skin and hair. The way that we accomplish this is by placing our GMX magnetic units on the incoming pipeline to the home, and also after the water heater to retreat the water as it comes out of the water heater once it's been heated and stored. Now, if you have a home that also has circulating pumps, then you also need to install a GMX unit after the circulating pump. The Model 800 is the size that we almost always use for homes because it is designed to properly fit and treat water in pipe sizes ranging from half-inch diameter up to inch and a quarter diameter pipe, and it's very rare that we get into pipe sizes outside of that range when we're treating homes. So the Model 800 is almost always the size that you would choose for your home. With our technology, the longer magnetic field that you create, the higher level of treatment you get on the water, and therefore the better performance that you get on the home. It's kind of a common sense thing. And this is true up to a point. As with anything, there's a point at which adding one more is not going to give you better results, but there is a realm here where adding more magnets, creating a longer magnetic field, is going to give you better performance in the home. We consider our most basic system, we call it our minimum adequate system, for a home in a moderate hardness area, we consider our basic system a five-unit system, and that would be placing three Model 800s on the main supply line ahead of everything, plus two more Model 800s after the water heater. Of course, if you have more than one water heater, then you're going to want to add magnets after each water heater if you want everything treated properly. Our product is like any other product of any type out there. You do have a consumer choice. You can choose to go with a basic system, the five units, where you get a good basic mineral control, but do understand that you can get even better results by adding another magnet and upgrading to what we call a mid-grade system, and that would be putting a fourth unit on the main line, and now you have a total of six, four on the main, two after the water heater, and you can get better yet results by adding a third unit after the water heater, and so now you have a total of seven. And so this is a good, better, best scenario, just like any other consumer choice. You can go basic, mid-grade, or upgrade and get better results with each of those. Now, in a more severe hardness, that's for moderate hardness, in a more severe hardness area, we will start our basic system with the seven units, and we will go up to 10 as we go to the mid-grade and the higher-grade system in a more severe hardness areas. It just makes common sense, but the more hardness, you're going to need more magnetic field in order to control that level of problem. There are even areas that we work in that have extreme hardness, and in cases like this, even more units than the 10 can still improve performance, but now we're getting into a realm where you really want to depend on your local representative, GMX representative, who has experience in that area, treating this very, very difficult water, and you really want to trust their recommendations as far as how many to put on to get that water under control. So that's how we set it up, how we set up a home treatment. That's the benefits that it gives you. That's compared to a salt softener, these are the reasons why so many people really prefer the GMX to a softener. And this is how it saves you money with the detergents and soaps, but saving your equipment and your fixtures last longer and your water heater lasts longer. In our own home, we now have a seven-unit system. My wife, Ruthie, loves that her hair is better conditioned. The shower wall stays much cleaner. My water heater just continues to heat efficiently year after year after year. And that's why we love it in our home. Jimmy, I think you have a great water heater story as well, and then maybe you can talk about our company and our history some.
Well, I'd be glad to, Larry, and thank you for asking about my home system that I've had. It was put on 21 years ago. We've done nothing to it since then, and I'm very excited what results we get, along with what Larry is telling you that you can receive. I need to give you the example of my water heaters. I have two. I have the six-unit system on my home. My water heaters were knocking them out about every 4 to 5 years. I understand from talking to plumbers and to appliance dealers here in my area of Texas that 6 years is about the average. Some get more, some get less, but pretty well six is the average. I've got one water heater that's 14 years old. I have another one that's 11 years old, and that's very exciting to me and proves that it has paid for itself, I guess you'd say, several times, among all the other things that happen. In looking at our company, I get more excited as we think about it. Our product is American-made. The corporate office is in Chino, California. They're assembled there and distributed here in the United States as well as worldwide. So it is an American-made product. I think that's very important. It also carries a lifetime warranty. That means that the magnets themselves are permanent. Therefore, you don't have to worry about anything with it. And so you get, in writing, lifetime. The reason that can be done is NASA's the one that was able to figure out how to magnetize a ceramic bar, and that's what's in our system. Their tests show that after 125 years, less than 3% loss. So once again, they are permanent. You also get a money-back guarantee. It's in the box that you receive with your units. Your distributor will be giving you that, and that's for your satisfaction. That's to take the risk that you might perceive. There's not any, but if you did perceive any, you've got 90 days. At the end of that time, if you do not see what you want to see, no questions asked, it will be refunded unto you. So you have all the comfort of knowing there's no risk. We also then want you to know that the company was started 25 years ago. That says something within itself. Companies that don't last very long. This is one that's been around for a good while. It's a good staple of strong companies that are in existence. And therefore, it backs our product, makes us feel a lot more comfortable as we look at them each day. Also, we need to think about that this is as healthy an alternative. You heard Larry speak about what happenings there. You're getting away, if you're comparing between this and a regular salt system, you're getting away from sodium, and that's what Larry discussed. So it is a very healthy alternative. It is a way of enjoying the comforts of controlling hard water scale and all the many benefits that's been mentioned on this call that can help you. It helps protect your investment in your home. That's exciting to me. A home is most of the time our biggest investment. And this helps protect it. Things last longer. Environmentally friendly, I don't know how you could get any more friendly than this product. We take nothing out of the water. We require no energy spent. We have no extra water to be used for flushing as there is in some systems. We don't add any more sodium to the environment. Everything is very friendly environmentally. I don't know how it could be any more green. But that speaks very highly of our company that's been around as long as I said. We have a tremendous CEO that is very helpful with us, backs us up, and is very friendly to you that might be looking to purchase the product. Feel free to latch on to it, see what it does at your house. It'll sell itself, but you have the opportunity to do that. Sharon, I guess it's back to you.
Thank you, Jimmy. My background is was health education. I taught health education for 30 years. And one of the things that was mentioned today was that our units are a healthy alternative to the traditional softeners. Dr. Ann Louise Gittleman, who is a nationally known nutritionalist, and if you go into any major bookstore in the health education section, are a number of the books that she has written. And one of them is called Get the Salt Out, and it's how to reduce the amount of sodium in your diet for health reasons. Unbeknownst to us, in the book, she writes, one of the hidden sources of salt is a traditional softener, and that people should be off of them and onto magnetic fluid conditioners, GMX. She talks about our company, but what we do is that she states that you get the best of both worlds. You're able to ingest the minerals that are in the water that are good for you without the sodium. And the more your body absorbs sodium in the showers, if you have a salt system, which does